did like 30 shows a year. One show happened like 90, 91, and no one showed up at the gig. There was like four of us staff people and the band. We thought, well, at least we'll have a nice recording, you know. Mm-hmm. And then 20 minutes after the show started, these two drunk women came who were looking to have a good time. And they did. And it was like a private party. So we have already more than that here. And so thank you for coming.
I hope that everybody is sort of related in a way.
Well, there's a strong PS3 contingent here. Now, we are also making a recording. And so if people don't talk, it might end up being a great recording, assuming that, you know, the music's really good. Thank you. that while I was, I did something, I did show up at Deep Listening
Space.
And it was the first time Pauline Oliveros had seen me perform. She was in the audience. Mm-hmm. And as she often does, she closed her eyes. Mm-hmm. Well. Reese, you want to be a volunteer?
Okay. For what?
Well, we're just going to, since we have a little time. I don't like to do this all the time, but I brought them just in case. And we heard a little bit of it. So we'll see.
Let's see which one falls first.
Just a little preset here. You could be the controller. You want to do that? She had her eyes closed, and I thought it was pretty obvious that they were going to fall off the table. But she had her eyes closed, she didn't see it coming.
Well, she got startled.
Yeah, she, in the end, she appreciated it, but she felt like she couldn't trust me for a second, musically.
Ooh.
No, I mean, it was just, I mean, you know, she had her eyes open. Now she knows better. But that's part of her thing, right?